Tesla CEO Elon Musk is once again accusing the White House of ignoring his company and paying more attention to other automakers. That's according to CNBC. But Musk did say if he was invited to the White House, he would, quote, do the right thing. Not sure what that means exactly. Musk went on to say that President Biden, quote, incorrectly said that General Motors leads the electric car industry. In the fourth quarter, Tesla announced it had produced and delivered over 300,000 electric vehicles. General Motors reported U.S. sales of 26 EVs in part because of some problems with Chevy Volt. Amazon filed a lawsuit targeting two companies that allegedly fostered fake reviews about the company. The lawsuit filed in Seattle yesterday accuses the companies AppSally and Rebate Tests of connecting third-party sellers with consumers who would leave a positive review in exchange for free products or payments. Amazon said the lawsuit will, quote, help shut down two major fake review brokers that have misled customers. Amazon's third-party marketplace accounts for more than half of its e-commerce sales. And Facebook's parent company Meta looking to take on its rival TikTok more aggressively. The company launching its short video product Reels for Facebook globally. This expansion will introduce Reels to more than 150 countries. The company will also test new ads on the Reels from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has cited TikTok as one of the biggest challenges for the platform. TikTok was the most downloaded app of 2021 and overtook Instagram as the most popular for younger users. Saz?
All right, Goldman Sachs is reportedly trying to show its employees who is boss. The investment bank is clawing back bonuses for departing executives as one way to retain top talent, according to a new Bloomberg report. Julie, and this was a fascinating read, a real in-depth report or story here by the folks over at Bloomberg. Really boils down to two things. One, Goldman is reportedly exploring what Bloomberg says is the nuclear option of confiscating vested stock for some employees that have left the company. And then also, two, Bloomberg is saying there has been some surprise measures by Goldman pulling unvested compensation from longtime loyal employees. Now, I reached out to Goldman here, and they sent me this statement on this report. Quote, equity awards are governed by the agreement signed by the recipient. In each case mentioned by Bloomberg, there were explicit terms which were upheld. But still, it's fascinating to see this stuff, Julie, because it is not the norm from really these white glove investment banks.
It's not the norm, but this is not the normal environment, right? So that's, I guess, what it comes back to here is that they've invested a lot of time and money into these individuals, and then to see them leave in this competitive job market is troubling to Goldman Sachs, and so it's willing to get the knives out, I suppose, when it comes to this stuff. Now, on the flip side, if you, as someone who's at Goldman, are seeing this occur with people who have left, and you are yourself are considering a job offer, and you decide to stay because of the threat of losing your compensation, I don't know what your morale is going to be like as you remain, right? In other words, if you stay because you feel threatened by loss, I don't know how engaged you are going to be in your work. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an investment banker, but it seems to me that is not a great motivator.
No, it's not a great motivator, but it is interesting, Julie, to see these types of stories come up for people that are really very, very well compensated in terms of annual salary, right, terms of bonuses here. So it's just really very well-paid people just trying to continue to be very well-paid. And then secondarily, look, the talent shortage on Wall Street is continuing. I think a lot of these companies are trying to make a key or a big tech pivot, and they're finding that a lot of these next generation of talent, the next generation talent, is going to the likes of Google, going to the likes of Apple, just a better work-life balance than really essentially almost sleeping under your desk here trying to crunch numbers on a potential deal.
Right. And then on the flip side, from Wall Street, there is also a story in the Wall Street Journal today that talks about that the traditional model in corporate America of doing a once annual review to decide whether to give people raises is now becoming a more frequent occurrence as another sort of retention and motivation and recruiting tool, right? If you have the chance to, you know, not that you're going to get multiple raises a year, but that it's not sort of locked into a rigid timing system, that would seem to be, I mean, it's just, to me, fascinating, Saz. Bottom line, all of the changes that are being wrought by what looks like a full employment picture, a tight employment picture, right? That you are just seeing all kinds of different tendrils and changes that are happening because of that.
Deep thought for the rest of the day for me, Julie. Even people that make upwards of $5 million a year, even they need a little motivation.